Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 653 and today I'm going to talk about the people that you surround yourself with, which is rather interesting. So this quote was shared directly to me. It says, "I don't desire to surround myself with humans who are always positive. I desire to surround myself with humans who are authentic and kind and who allow me the space to do the same." So it's an interesting consideration here is I don't desire to surround myself with humans who are always positive. Now, those of you that are familiar with my position on desire is that desire, more often than not, keeps us unhappy. Now, that aside, I think the thing that I want to point out with this quote is not that with the word desire, it's more so going the intention. That's how I read this. I don't intend to surround myself with humans who are always positive. And this is the idea of going in my silent war on positivity. And it's not about rejecting it. It's about leveling it. The moral righteousness that people can sometimes fall into when they're so caught up in being positive can be extremely challenging, because what we end up doing is we end up strangling our ability to perceive reality as it is, except we're trying to force it to be a particular way, and it's this positive filter that we're trying to layer on everything as if that's the right thing and the moral correct way to live. And so negative and positive, once again, are simply a frame of thinking or a frame of perceiving, and they, taken too far, can fall into biases. And so the difficulty of this is that they can't exist without the other. The person who is negative is absolutely positive about what they think is negative. It's really quite phenomenal. But they must also know what good is. They have to know the optimistic, the positive, in order to be negative. They can't be negative without a reference point of knowing what positive is, and vice versa. And so the thing, the beautiful thing about this share here is that it's going, they don't want to just surround themselves with just positive energy, as to use that term so popular in today's world. It doesn't mean that they want to surround themselves with negative. It means they want authenticity. They want whatever's real and showing up in that very moment. They desire to surround themselves with humans who are authentic and kind and who allow them the space to do the same. When we choose to show up authentically, right? And that's mean we're no longer trying, we're no longer assessing and thinking about how we have to show up to any given moment. We can just be in that moment. We also simultaneously allow other people to do the same. And then if they're not, it becomes more obvious. And this is one of the most powerful things that I've seen within the community that I have at the gym, is that when people come in and, for lack of a better word, they're trying too hard. And whatever that may mean, it's contextual, but it's a short podcast. I just want to give you a framework to work with here. They often don't quite fit into the community. And more often than not, in my experience, that type of person, wherever they're at in their stage of unfolding, is then usually going, well, you know, that community is missing X or Y, or they did this. I've had people, right, who I would call once they've, you know, joined up, or they've done the 28-day program that we offer. And these people have gone on to say that I never called them, even though I left messages, and they called me back and hung up when I answered, right? And in doing so, they then went on to tell other people that they're upset that I never called. And this is the kind of thing where this saving face, hey, and that's where it's like you in that, what I could, if you're in business or in sales or anything, and that kind of stuff happens to you, or maybe it's a Tinder date or some fucking shit, whatever it may be, whatever I can offer you is that the truth will always come out and character never lies. And so my offer for you is, don't worry about being authentic. Don't worry about any of that sort of stuff. Just show up for what's true and what's real for you in any given moment. And any person that's uncomfortable with that will either sort themselves out or feel comfortable enough to become to meet you there. And if they're not comfortable enough to meet you there, that's okay. They probably have other things going on, but it's not a moral superiority in order to say that. It's going, your unfolding is happening at every single moment. And so you being able to show up in any given moment is both simultaneously, once again, allowing you to unfold and allowing the other person to do the same. And if you've ever experienced that If you've ever experienced someone holding space non-judgmentally, just holding space with compassion, in doing so, the other person starts to be actually seen. That's one of the most powerful things that we can do for other people and also do for ourselves. So if I can offer you anything with this passage that I'm sharing with you today, is the more that you go within, the more that you can go without. And if we go within, we never go without. You know, it's this idea of that if you're feeling concerned about being judged, then understand that that's not someone else judging you. That's you judging you in the face of them. When there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do you no harm. I mean, all of these can sound cliche, but the reason why they sound cliche is because they're actually true. They're pointing towards something that aligns and that sits within us that we all know. And so to move past judgment is not to stop everyone from judging, but to rather move past judgment ourselves. It's when we go past the idea of looking for praise, because as long as we look for praise, we're going to be like just absolutely crushed when we get the opposite. When we get criticism, we'll be crushed if we're constantly searching for praise. And so the space to move into is this space where praise nor criticism can be a reflection of us personally. And when we can be there, that's a beautiful space to be, because you start to focus on what's really important, and that differs for every single person, but it gives you a chance, gives you breathing space to do so. All right, team, that's me done for today. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Money Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.